There's a story in the Bible about a family. They were Lazarus and his sisters from the town of Bethany. There's a purpose in the story, for God has made it clear. There are three types of believers, and you'll find yourself in here. Now Martha's name means mistress. She's still lord of all her house. She's caught up in all the stuff this life has brought about. She can't see beyond her own needs. She leans on her own strength. She finds fault with those that doesn't think the way she thinks. Now Martha is a worker. She's busy as can be. She doesn't know to rest and wait, 'cause Martha isn't free. She thinks if she don't do it, then it might not get done. It's hard to hear God speaking when you're always on the run. So hear me, all you Marthas, let the potter mold the clay. There's so much that God would do if your flesh weren't in the way. The only thing you're hearing is the calling, not the caller. Get your eyes up on the shepherd, he'll lead you to still waters. Mary means rebellious. Her name means bitterness. She speaks of all those attitudes left in the wilderness. Her past is far behind her, but she's not yet arrived. She presses ever onward, looking outwardly for Christ. A broken and a contrite heart, now void of dignity. She bows and weeps before the one who's cleansed and made her free. Sometimes she is Naomi, stripped of everything that's dear. Sometimes she is the Shulamite that ever needs him near. Now Mary, she knows Jesus. She can hear Christ speak. Every time she's mentioned, she's at the Master's feet. But something is still missing from Sister Mary's heart. Though she listens and she seeks him, they're still two worlds apart. Lazarus means God is help. It's here we comprehend. Our flesh is brought to nothing, our will brought to its end. He's crucified to this world, 'cause he is surely dead. There's nothing keeping Lazarus but the words that Jesus said. Now there's something about Lazarus that all of us has missed, and this story's not complete without his parting hit. Now Lazarus isn't laboring, and he's not sitting still. But what he's got, without a doubt, can't no one say ain't real. Martha claims he's stinking, so they take him to be buried. He's no longer in the same world as hers or that of Mary's. And people come from near and far to see what God has done. And they find Lazarus feasting at the table with the sun. Lazarus is resting over on the other side. There's no more strife within him. The death of self is recognized. He has ceased from all his labors. There is simply nothing left. He is just an empty vessel, and his life means nothing else. Now Martha, she's that outer man, working hard to win. And Mary is the soul that doesn't realize he's within. And Lazarus is the spirit that lives in harmony, not hindered by his flesh or soul. He walks in liberty. Now here's the tabernacle found in the wilderness. Martha is that outer court where we begin our rest. Mary is that holy place where the priestly work is done. Lazarus is that most holy place where God and man are one. Some would choose to be a Martha, some would choose to be a Mary, but Lazarus doesn't choose things anymore. Martha has a will, and so does Sister Mary, but the power keeping Lazarus is the Lord. The last thing that kept Lazarus attached to humanity, Jesus said, remove his grave clothes. let this man go free. Let him go free. Jesus came to set us free. He came to set us free.